I feel the greatest need in the church today is revival. We must have revival. We are desperate. And I believe revival is a sovereign act of God. But you can set your sails for the wind to blow. And I think the church needs to set her sails. You set your sails by being a praying church, by being a church that is spirit-filled, looking, expecting revival. And I saw revival, just a touch of revival in our church in Virginia Beach. We had over 600 people saved. Now, revival is what God does in His church. Evangelism is what God does through His church. But you can have evangelism and not have revival. But you can't have revival and not have evangelism. So once the people of God get stirred in their church, we saw people saved. Dr. Paisley came back from Northern Ireland and preached and observed and said, "This is of God. We need to keep our hands off of it." During the revival, we had the greatest crowds, no advertisement, but we had the greatest crowds that we've ever had for prayer meeting. They wanted to pray all night. They wanted to pray all the time. They were winning souls. I can remember doctors, lawyers, military men, commanders, all come in off the ship and get saved. I can remember the Navy men there on fire for God calling me up and saying, "I just won my buddy to the Lord. I just won another one to the Lord." And people got saved who hated our ministry and hated our church, but they got saved. God saved them. God broke them like breaking a rotten limb off of a tree. God was at work, and you knew that. When you came in, you was afraid to open your mouth. You were afraid you would say the wrong thing. You were afraid that you would offend the Spirit of God.